senior producer. And thank you all for coming. This is the last presentation on the last day. This has been a really great show. You know, this is the first time that Jason and I have been here to Euro Gamer Expo. It's very cool. It reminds me of a bit of QuakeCon. It's a very similar show that we have in Dallas. We always enjoy demoing to, you know, the fans and the consumers, because, you know, you're the ones that, you're actually ones that buy the games. The press would get them for free. But, you know, you all are, enthusiastic, you get excited, so it's always a pleasure for us to show the game. So today, we're here to talk about Rage. Rage is a brand new game from id Software. If you're not familiar with id Software, we invented the first-person genre with Wolfenstein. Yeah. There we go. We followed that up with a little game called Doom. One of my favorite, Quake. There's a guy wearing a Quake 3 shirt, right? There he is, yes. Gold star for you. So we always get the question, with titles like that, why a new IP? Why don't you just make, you know, Quake whatever and Doom whatever? So the reason is that when John Carmack started working on id Tech 5, we saw the potential of the mega texture system, and we saw the potential of these much larger outdoor expansive areas. We saw that we could do a lot, not only the gameplay, but the graphics, and we knew that we wanted to take the first person genre and kick it up a notch and add more than just a run and gun experience. So we came up with Rage, new IP, new story. So the cornerstone of this game is the new technology, id Tech 5. And I mentioned mega texture. What that allows us to do is uniquely paint and texture everything in the world differently. So you won't be running through the same space corridors for 20 hours doing the same thing. Everything in Rage has its own personality and feel to it. Not only have we done that with the graphics, but we've tried to do that with the gameplay. And you'll see that, you know, here today as well. So we'll get it up on the screen. Rage, the game, the story. It's set in the distant future. It's after an asteroid named Apophis, which will actually pass by the Earth in 2036. And the governments of the world have told us it won't hit us, but that could be a conspiracy. So yes, there's a real asteroid named Apophis. In Rage, it actually does hit us. Before the asteroid hits the Earth, the governments of the world buried thousands of these small life-supporting arcs underground. And as the game begins, your pod comes back to the surface. It's damaged. You're the only one that survives. Oh, thought I crashed for a second there. It's a load screen. You're the only one that survives, and you come out and you find a world that is strikingly different. There's mutants, and there's bandits, and there's settlers trying to survive, and you ultimately discover that there is this omnipresent force called the Authority.